It's a typical morning at East High School in the Rochester City School District. Between 7 and 7:30, students walk through security scanners as they enter the school doors. Then they're off to the cafeteria for breakfast and, of course, some socializing before the first period bell officially kicks off the school day.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good.
This is my friend right here. Every morning she seeks me out.
Larry White is the lead school safety officer at East. He's been a constant presence at the school for the past 18 years.
We counsel, we escort, we do interventions, wherever we need it. We get called to the classroom to remove students. Then as times, we get the chance to reflect. And we have at the end of the day, we kind of like get together and kind of like reflect on what happened today and what we could do better.
And before he began working at East, White was once a student at the school in the early 70s.
We got some good things going on at East. We got good programs here. We got success stories, but we don't have enough success stories.
During his tenure, White has seen the school change dramatically. What was once a racially diverse school campus is now more segregated. Attendance, academics, and graduation rates have dropped. And the school's consistently low achievement level prompted the State Education Department to act this year. State Ed directed the district to adopt a new plan for East, a plan intended to turn the school around. So how did things get so bad at East? According to Larry White, it all starts with district leadership. But he adds another group is also to blame.
Well, the students, they don't have a lot of support. From 18 years ago when I started to now, I can see that the parents are not supportive. Got a big sports program here, always have. I was talking to a coach today and I would like to ask you a question. When you look in the stands and how many parents do, you know, when you ask the kids, are your mom coming to the game tonight? He said he can't hardly get any parents to come out. He might have to come out to watch their kids play.
I'm disappointed with the parents in our community, but I'm also keeping the kids my primary focus.
Eileen Graham is a 1991 graduate of East High School, and she currently has two kids enrolled in Rochester City Schools. While she's frustrated with parents at East who aren't involved in their kids' education, she says others need to take the lead and stand in the gap to ensure students at the school are supported. She shared her high school experience at East at a recent town hall meeting for the district.
Hi, my name is Eileen. Thank you, Dr. Vargas. Thank you, everybody who came out today. I graduated from East High School a long time ago, and I remember coming into this building broken, coming from a very dysfunctional background. I mean, I can go on and on about just getting on the bus, and this was a place that I called home. But I'm here to advocate for the parents and the families that are not here.
When you were at the town hall meeting for East, you made a comment and you said, I'm here for the parents who can't be here for any number of reasons. What did you mean by that?
I meant there are parents that, you know, that are on drugs, there are parents that work 3 and 4 jobs to support their families, to support their children.
Graham says at the end of the day, parents need help understanding why it's important to get involved with their child's education. And it turns out the parent involvement piece is key for the academic success of students. Joyce Epstein, a nationally known expert on parent engagement, says years of research and studies confirm that family involvement helps ensure kids are on a path to graduation. But she says it's up to districts to make that connection.
It is not possible for every parent in America or every parent in Rochester to figure out how to get involved every year in the best possible way to help their youngster.
Epstein works with districts like Rochester through the National Network of Partnership Schools at Johns Hopkins University. She's the founder and director of the program. Epstein says it takes an action team approach to improve the climate of a school and to get and keep parents involved. That means creating partnership teams in individual schools made up of building leaders, teachers, and parents who celebrate with students when things like learning and attendance improve.
So what happens in East High School or a new school or any of the other schools in Rochester really depends on what goes on from year to year to keep families as good partners, and that really takes this kind of planful work.
Lead safety officer at East, Larry White, says such work may still not get parents to come to the school. So that means the school must go to the parents.
Parent-teacher conference day, we went out in the neighborhoods. So we loaded buses. I had about 5 or 6 buses out here, all the staff members, 235, 40, how many staff members we have somewhere in that neighborhood. We all loaded on the bus. And we went to these neighborhoods, and we walked the streets. We knocked on houses. We all got in groups. We went into the roughest neighborhood, Clinton, Joseph, you name it. We was there. Whether your child came to school or your child didn't come to school, we knocked on the door. You know, anything that we can do, let us know, you know.
White says it's efforts like this, led by the East High team, that prove regardless of what plan the city school district officially implements to help turn the school around, East will always be East Strong. But will knocking on doors and asking parents how the school can help be enough to successfully and significantly engage parents as partners to change the school for the better? Time will tell. Helene Biandudi-Hofer, WXXI News.